Michael Calhoun is with us now with an update.
Of the helicopter crash in Alton on the river, let's go to Sean Malone with the fire chief.
This time.
A lot of agencies responded to this, a lot of mutual aid.
Yes, we had a lot of our mutual aid companies responded very quickly and helped us out. Now it's just time to wait for NTSB and the FAA to show up and continue their investigation.
Is the helicopter still on the barge or is it partially in the river?
No, it's still in the, it's still on the barge at this time.
And as far as you know, it was making an emergency landing, and eyewitness told us that the helicopter hit one of the wires as it was replacing the balls on the top wires.
I don't know the specifics of that at this time. That'll come from the investigation.
All right. Deputy Chief Fisher, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the update on the investigation.
You. You've been listening live from the scene on the banks of the Mississippi River, where a helicopter has crashed. As we understand it, this helicopter clipped some power lines and then crashed into the Mississippi River into a barge that was on the river. The wreckage can be seen from above of this helicopter. Just talking with St. Charles County Ambulance about possible fatalities from this. They are on the scene. Several fire districts from both the Missouri and Illinois sides of the river are responding to this. Again, that was Sean Malone and other reporters with the Deputy Fire Chief of Alton. Our breaking news on KMOX at 1224, a helicopter has crashed into a barge in the Mississippi River. We'll continue to track this, and we will break in if there's anything that comes from this. Let's see if we can go back to Sean Malone in the scene. Sean, what can you describe, especially for people who are just tuning in? This is, you know, they're on the radio. They can't see these images. What are you able to describe for people about what's happened here?
Well, it doesn't look as dramatic as the scene, unfortunately, is. We're on the Illinois side of the river. The barge is on the Mississippi side of the river, parked along the side of the river against the tree line that's there. There's no smoke that's billowing out or anything like that. And there is a tugboat that's in our way right now. But what we've been told is that the helicopter crashed on the opposite side of the tugboat. There were two individuals in the helicopter. Both are deceased, according to the Deputy Fire Chief Fisher with the Alton Fire Department. And right now he says that the helicopter is still on the barge. It is not in the river at this point in time.
Sean, so we can confirm at this point two fatalities, the two people on board the helicopter?
Correct. The two people that were on board the helicopter are being we're being told are deceased. That's coming from the Alton Fire Department and their deputy fire chief, who you just heard not long ago. Those were the two occupants that were on the helicopter. We don't have any information at this time that suggests that there are any further injuries to anyone that was on the barge.
And from what I understand, it is a massive response from fire districts, search and rescue crews, potentially hazmat response because of the fuel on that helicopter. Agencies from St. Charles County to North St. Louis County to the Metro East, it sounds as if there's a massive response there.
Absolutely. On both sides of the river, you can see emergency lights flickering off in the distance out on the Mississippi side, here on the Illinois side as well. And I actually, you know, to pull the curtain back a little bit, was a little confused as to where the scene was, because I saw a helicopter lifting off from a different part on the Mississippi side of the river from where the barge is. So all up and down the river on both sides, there is a large first responder presence to show you just how collectively the response has been.
And Sean, just to catch people up before we head back to the Gas House Gang, kind of recap for us. We jumped in late after the deputy fire chief had already begun speaking. So give us the main points of what we need to know about this dramatic and seemingly now, unfortunately, deadly situation on the river.
Yeah, so a helicopter with two occupants in it that was doing work on the electrical lines that go across the Mississippi River crashed into a barge. The occupants of those two, the two occupants of the helicopter are pronounced dead at the scene. We don't have any information as to what led to the crash per se. Right now, the helicopter does remain. It is still sitting on top of the barge at this time. We have heard that the wires are no longer live that are in the water, and also that there is no fire that we can at least see from this side of the river looking across at the scene on the Missouri side of the river. No smoke, no scene of a fire or anything like that on the barge.
And it's an important point that the wires are no longer live, especially being in the Mississippi River there. Sean, thank you so much for getting us up to speed on this. And, of course, we'll go back to you if anything else breaks within the next hour and hear from you at 1.
You got it.
That is KMOX's Sean Malone on the scene. Sounds like on the Illinois Bank at Alton, looking at that wreckage of the helicopter that crashed after clipping power lines, crashed into a barge, and two people have confirmed to have died in this incident. We'll have the latest for you coming up at 1 o'clock, sooner if any details break on KMOX.
All right. Thank you, Michael Calhoun and Sean Malone, who was on scene in Alton where that helicopter crash occurred.